Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, Peace, I am uber excited. I've got a great guest today. Her name is Alice Seba, and she's with Seba Info Systems. Is that correct?
That's it.
All right. And Alice and I met at a conference down in, I can't even remember where it was. I've been to so many conferences, I don't remember.
We were in Atlanta for exposure and profit.
That's right. Yes, I'm glad you added the profits part, not just plain exposure. as you can tell, me and Alice have a great time together. But anyways, Alice, how are you doing today?
Oh, great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure finally getting you on. So what I like to do is let people know your origin story. So how did you go from being an English as a second language teacher to a Mountie to a, because Alice lives in Canada. No, she wasn't a Mountie. She was an HR person working for the federal government of Canada. Okay, so, and then she ended up deciding to open up her own independent business. So how did that story go? How did all that evolve?
Well, yeah, it was a surprise, but I was on maternity leave with my first baby, and I'm thinking, I had this great job with the federal government, as you can imagine, good pay, not too hard work, and good pension, all that stuff, right? But I was like thinking, no, I want to be at home, figure out what I can do. So just started looking around and seeing people, you know, thinking about this internet thing. I mean, this has got to be something. And I got a lot of people telling me that, you know, when I went online and met other, which actually was other mothers who were work-at-home moms, telling me that, you know, you couldn't make a full living online, but it was a good supplement to another business. So I believed that at first, but then was like, no, I'm going to figure this out. So I determined, you know, I was going to do that and, you know, found myself doing writing for pay, which was a very easy thing to do, generate some income, but slowly move that into more passive forms of income using content creation.
Got it. So you got into two different things. I mean, content marketing and then also PLR, we've talked about private label rights stuff before, but we're going to concentrate today on content marketing. So in your estimation, let's get the Alice Seba definition of what content marketing is.
Okay. Well, it obviously it's whatever anyone wants to think of when they want to publish a blog post, they post on social media. That's all content. So it's all content marketing too, you know, obviously. But for me, the difference is that instead of, you know, just blogging every day or posting to Facebook every day and seeing what sticks, I like to make sure the marketing piece is in there, because I think you can inform people but also grow your business at the same time, and very consciously, and doing it with each piece of content that you create. So you're driving them to your mailing list, you're promoting your product or whatever it happens to be. That those two things, selling and informing, really go together, or entertaining, if it might be.
Sure. So what are some of the things that people are missing when they're blogging and just putting their stuff out there and they're not driving traffic to the right places? What are they missing? What are they not doing?
Well, I think, first of all, they're not planning. So they're coming to the computer each day and thinking, oh, well, no, I have to blog today, so I'm going to blog about something. And they come at it with, you know, they might come up with a great idea, awesome post that people totally love, get lots of comments and things, but there was no business plan behind it, no plan to grow a list or to sell anything. And so it's not really related to other things. And yes, it grows an audience and you will do posts like that. But I think, you know, planning everything so that it's shaped around what you've got going on in your business is a much better approach. So say you have a product coming out on yoga or something like that, you know, starting to talk about the topics that are related to that product, you know, planning that out in advance so that your content goes with what, you know, what you're trying to warm your audience up to buying. I also think that people just, they just publish the content and then they hope that, you know, whether it's an opt-in box on the side of the page or links to their products in their menu, that they think people will go and look for stuff like that. But people are busy and they may enjoy your content and love it and maybe want some more of it. But if you don't directly tell them right there and then what you want them to do, like opt into a list, get a free report, then they're just going to leave. So you lose all that traffic. So even if they leave a comment or whatever, they're gone for good.
True. So what is your philosophy as far as calls to action? Where do you place the calls to action to get on the list, purchase something? How many times do you do it inside of the content that you're putting out there? What have you seen as best practices?
Okay, I think that varies. I mean, I would never tell someone you got to do this here, and you got to do it here, and you got to do it there. I think what makes sense, right? So if you're writing at a certain topic, be natural. Like, you don't want to sound like a salesperson. You don't want like these pop-ups on a blog to pop up like 10 times or whatever. You don't want to annoy the people either, but you want to be natural. So if you're talking to a friend and you had something that you recommended and you thought they should, you know, so say you're talking to your friend about an acne problem and you would totally tell them if you had something to help them, and you tell them where it makes sense instead of like being shy about it or forcing it on them either, on the other hand. But I think overall it kind of works when you mention it early, and then I always mention it at the end. You know, I often do these little, you know, it's actually easier. Writing conclusions to blog posts or any type of content is often the hardest thing to do. It was hard when we were in school and we had to do English essays. The conclusion like always was the most difficult thing. But I've made it easy and turned it into a call to action, because I usually will, you know, have a sub headline at the bottom and say what to do next. And then you tell them, and one of those things is opting in, going to get a product, whatever it happens to be. So your conclusion is already kind of made for you and doesn't have to be, you know, the following those old English school rules, but grows your business at the same time.
So I'm sure in the courses and the products that you sell, you have some kind of formulaic system that you've laid out. Can you kind of give us a broad brush overview of some of the things that people need to think about other than planning out the content, having a call to action? What are some of the other middle steps inside of what you teach people?
Right. So the planning, if I could start there, the planning is important. I try to encourage people to do it, you know, on a monthly basis in advance, and always kind of work out all the different types of content they're going to publish. The blogs, social media, email. Email is super important, of course, growing your list and then nurturing it and making money from it. So, and planning all that around what you plan to launch, or if you're not launching anything, you know, going back and promoting, doing specials for products you already have, or doing affiliate offers, and making sure that is all kind of meshed together. But then the other thing I really encourage people to do is to really hone their copywriting skills. And I think that's super important. I mean, you need to know how to write a great headline. You need to know how to write a great opener. You need to know how to sell casually, right? Just get people excited about stuff. So knowing, having those skills are really important. And actually, because that's, I mean, it's a huge topic in itself, but I have a guide that I can pass on to you, Brian, and it teaches people how to understand the connection between copywriting and content, because we often think of those separately, that, you know, that content is to inform, it's not to ram things down people's throats, but that copywriting is like the hard sell. But it's not, it's about being persuasive, and actually that's what I prefer to call it, is persuasive writing as opposed to copywriting, because any type of writing you have to do or you're doing for your business has to be persuasive. It doesn't matter if it's a book or a blog post, you have to have that title that grabs attention. You have to keep them interested. You have to, if you have an argument or some point you're trying to prove, you have to be persuasive in that. It's all included together, and you know, there's a lot of dry content out there, boring content that doesn't engage the audience and doesn't move them through that. But by having those copywriting or persuasive writing skills, you can kind of put that together.
Totally makes sense. So earlier you mentioned you have a solution, and I know you've got something to offer my audience that's going to help them better get their arms around this. Can you talk about what it is and how it works?
Well, there, yeah, I've got a guide that, and I have to go, I would probably have to, because it just came to my mind that I should give them that. But it's a guide that kind of covers the basics of copywriting. And so, so they'll learn, you know, all the headlines, the subheadlines, they'll learn all that stuff, and whether they know that stuff or not already. What it does in the second part is that it shows with lots of examples and things how that applies to content and how you can integrate that. So a nice little download for them to help them kind of put those pieces together.
Awesome. And we'll have that in the show notes so that people can get a link to it and they can download it. Just go to baconpodcast.com, look up Alice's episode, and you can click and link that there. So, Alice, this has been fabulous. You dropped a lot of great knowledge bombs on my peeps, a lot of good information. If people wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can come. They can see what I'm up to if they go by aliceeva.com. It's basically an about page that kind of shares the different projects I'm working on. I'm also on Facebook. You can find me there. And yeah.
Awesome. And just so people know, it's spelled S-E-B-A for Seva.
That's correct.
Alice, A-L-I-C-E. Okay, just the normal spelling of Alice, A-L-I-C-E.
Correct.
Yep.
You'd be surprised at how many young people don't know that anymore. They're always asking, how do you spell that?
Anyways, Alice, this has been a blast. I really appreciate you and your time coming on the show, and I look forward to seeing you at another conference soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.